I come from a nation where to this day it is the grief of my heart that there were some 6 million Jews and other nationalities that ended up in concentration camps and gas chambers, and they were brutally murdered and lost their lives. I have in my mind, and I know you have too, if you have lived any length of time at all, and you have looked at some of the historical accounts of the Holocaust, and you have witnessed and looked at some of the documentaries that were taped, you see, right around 1944 and 45. And don't you have images in your mind of the bodies and the thousands of bodies that were stacked, you see, as cordwood? And they were piled in places where people lost their lives and brutally were killed and done away with. 6 million. And I want you to know that, you see, that it was not my generation, you see, but it was my parents and my grandparents that were a part of that. And as I stand before that, I wonder, where were those, you see, where were those that when you go to Germany, that in every little community there is a church building in all of the communities, and you see in the bigger cities there are church buildings, they're ringing their bells on Sunday mornings and calling a people to worship. Where were those preachers and teachers? Where were those, you see, champions of righteousness and life? Where were those proclaimers of truth when all of that was going on? 6 million people were done away with. And where were they, you see? Why did they not stand when they saw that? And you see, I know that people said we didn't know what was going on. We had absolutely no earthly idea that was going on. Folks, I really believe that that is a lie. How can you get rid of 6 million people in a period of 5 or 6 years? And no one have any idea what happened to those people, whether they were simply shipped off to other countries. And there were some of the communities that the stench was all throughout the community. And I want to say, where were the preachers of righteousness and said, how do we explain that? And how do we justify that? And I want to say something to you here. We're not talking about 6 million. We're talking about 50 million lives that have been murdered. 50 million human beings that have lost their lives. How do we explain that? And what is it that I am doing about it? And I know for a fact that, you see, I know for a fact that, you see, we have this mentality, after all, it is not my business. After all, it is a legal thing. After all, what is it that I can do about it?